There was a priest who was in a parish way back in the hills, and he saw three brothers who were from his parish, kind of like Larry, Daryl, and Daryl, if you remember them. And he hadn't seen them in church for a while. And since it was coming up on Christmas, he said, "Why don't the three of you come and be in the Christmas pageant on Christmas Eve?" And they said, "Okay, what should we wear?" I said, "Well, look through the scriptures and see what you find." So they came for the Christmas pageant. They were all wearing red coats with big helmets. One carried a bucket, one carried a ladder, the other one carried a hose. And they were in the pageant. And afterwards, the priest asked, "Why did you decide to wear that?" And I said, "Well, it says right there, they came from afar." I know. Well, a few weeks ago, before Christmas, I saw a number of postings on Facebook inviting people to, telling people about the Christmas star that was going to be in the heavens again, and the first time since 2,000 years ago, claiming that this celestial phenomenon was the same thing that the Magi saw. And I didn't bother investigating because it's not important. Throughout history, people have claimed to discover what the star was. There's even a science fiction short story about the star. And those reflections ultimately are distractions. Perhaps they're interesting, but it's not about the star at all. It's about what, or rather whom, the star led to. As the Magi came to honor a newborn king of the Jews, they came to see a person. Jesus, who is the King of the Jews, but he is so much more. He is a man like us. He had a human family, but he is also God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, whose coming was promised and proclaimed by the prophets. And it's as the biggest, most important story, as we've seen, many of us have seen the movie, it's been on TV many times, the greatest story ever told. It tells us of God's passionate love for all of us and for each of us. And it promises eternal life if we respond to that offer. The Feast of the Epiphany, also called Manifestation, is about God being made manifest to all humanity, as in the persons of the Magi, who were not Jews. And it's about gifts being offered and greater gifts being received. As Paul says, the mystery is revealed that even the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, the church, and they are co-partners in the promise in Jesus. Every human person is called to receive the gift of eternal life, though some may refuse that gift. We are called to receive that gift by surrendering to God's will, saying yes to faith, and by that yes, to respond in charity. The Magi gave gifts, fitting a king, but they receive even more. They came to understand, however imperfectly, God's love, and they are honored as saints. In fact, in the Cathedral of Cologne, Germany, there is a reliquary containing what are believed to be the bodies of the three kings. They sought something, and they found something that they were looking for, but even more. They came to an understanding about God's love. We are called to continue doing what the Magi did. We are called to seek the Lord, who first calls us to seek him, and finding him, through his grace, we are told to tell others, as I'm sure the Magi must have done when they returned to their own land. They certainly would have told what they had seen and heard. We are called to do the same thing. We are called to live as members of the body of Christ, the church, We are to share joy and charity and mercy. We are to come daily to seek the Lord and to find him, especially through our prayer and through the Eucharist. We are called to receive him that we may possess eternal life, God's life in each of our hearts, so that at the end of our lives, we may have that eternal life in fullness, eternally in heaven.